We offer our love to beloved mighty son of Kamara, thou lord of the flame from Venus, forever. Beloved of our hearts, I trust I may make your way easier tonight. As we draw forth from the great central sun, the powers that you require in the physical world to stand against the human creation that has been generated here by mankind. And this which we offer tonight for your greater mastery in the physical world is the use of not only the authority of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended master's consciousness. It's more than that. This which we offer you is the accumulated wisdom and manifestations that we have drawn forth in former ages to overcome destructive conditions that mankind has generated, but which had to be consumed. Now, the wisdom that mankind requires is not only the knowing of the right thing to do under a certain set of circumstances. The wisdom we referred to is the demands of the cosmic law in the great central sun for the use of the sacred fire that produces perfection everywhere it goes the rest of eternity and must forever expand it. It is one thing to know the right thing to do, and it's another thing to have the power to do it. But this to which we refer is the master plan of creation in the heart flame of the great central sun. It's in the heart flame of every planet in existence. It's in the heart flame of the physical sun and the great central sun. And therefore, when we offer you the use of our experience in the past, when we have had to consume mankind's discordant creation, certain things took place which we had to bring about in order to stop mankind creating more and more destruction. You must know ahead of time, in outer world conditions, when destructive forces are planning greater and greater destruction, there must come within you the ascended master's consciousness that sees ahead of time what to do to prevent the destruction intended. This is part of your own protection as well. So this is the insight and the foresight that your intellect needs to know what is the right thing to do ahead of time to prevent the destructive forces doing what they intend. Many times when people know something is planned and that is vicious, but they don't understand what must be done quickly enough and ahead of time in order to prevent what otherwise would destroy perhaps themselves or a great deal of that which is constructive. Mankind needs wisdom, but it needs the wisdom of the ascended masters and the great cosmic beings in the central sun who have had the wisdom and who have used the wisdom that has designed, created, sustained, and expanded this system of worlds. And that is the handling of forces in physical manifestation that everyone needs to understand. When you begin to use the sacred fire power, which we direct in order to prevent destructive conditions being generated or destructive plans being accomplished in outer manifestation, You must look ahead of time and ask for the cosmic illumination of what the ascended masters know will prevent that occurring in the quickest, easiest way, and in the most powerful way that destructive forces cannot oppose. You must have power, but the wisdom to know ahead of time what is the right thing to prevent wrong many times is lacking in people in the physical world, and they are caught in destructive conditions because they did not see ahead of time and do that which was needed to prevent destruction striking. Now, this has much to do with the control of the powers and nature and forces of the elements. When you know that certain destructive forces are planned and certain destructive plans are being manipulated every day and being expanded every day in certain outer world channels to create as much destruction as possible, when you know that, then there must come the use of the ascended master's consciousness, the ascended master's wisdom, and the ascended master's power, the blue lightning power of the victorious cosmic Christ, that strikes ahead of time and prevents what the sinister force intends by repelling the destruction back into its own cause. Now, the sacred fire love which we direct doesn't contain one destructive rate of vibration. And therefore, when you call forth the ascended master's sacred fire power that flashes ahead of time whatever is necessary to prevent destructive forces accomplishing their end, you will many, many, many times prevent destructive forces producing conditions in the powers of nature that otherwise you would have to face. There must be taken out of the hands of the sinister force the diabolical, insane destruction of the powers of nature and forces of the elements. You need a set of master power of the wisdom of what the ascended masters know can be done ahead of time to prevent the destruction of the blessings of the powers of nature that serve mankind so graciously. When mankind's food and existence depends on the constructive activities of the powers of nature, then they must be protected for the use of those who are to embody here. Therefore, part of that protection is your responsibility if you expect to live here in the future, and many of you will. Therefore, it is your responsibility to call the ascended master's power of the prevention of the destructive forces interfering with the blessings that the powers of nature have a right to give you, that you have a right to use, and that are part of the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And this protects much that you call supply. And that doesn't mean just money. It means the supply of anything you're going to require to sustain yourself by the powers of nature in the physical world while you are embodied here. Therefore, it is everyone's responsibility to sometime each day call forth from the great central sun what the ascended masters and cosmic beings know is power enough to prevent the powers of nature being desecrated and destroyed before they give their blessings to mankind. This is a very important point, and love must hold command. if the powers of nature are going to continue to give their blessings to those who embody here that they may attain the ascension. And only when the powers of nature that bless mankind so greatly are held protected by the ascended master's sacred fire love can they be taken out of the clutches of destructive forces. So this is very far-reaching, and to some degree, it is not known in the outer just how destructive some of the conditions of war have become in the powers of nature and forces of the elements. There are certain activities which we control in the crust of the earth, and through them we can draw power without limit to control anything when we need to. And it is part of the use of this power to which I refer. So when you want the powers of nature that are constructive, you want to protect them, call forth the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters, powers from the great central sun that control the powers of nature that affect the whole system of worlds. There are cosmic forces in the great central sun that pour forth their light rays and their radiation to keep in balanced action every planet in the system on its axis and in its orbit. There are great cosmic currents of the light and the love from the great central sun that hold balance in the system in order for the system to survive and stay in its appointed place in space. But you, once knowing of this power of control in the great central sun, by your love, can call forth this power without limit to bless and protect every blessing the powers of nature give you if you do it ahead of time. And this is what we are hoping for. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. It is not necessary to know the details of every destructive thing the hordes of evil intend. On the contrary, keep your attention off of it and go directly to your beloved I Am Presence and the great central sun and ask for what the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Masters and the cosmic beings know what we know is necessary to protect every constructive activity in the powers of nature and forces of the elements and to prevent whatever the hordes of evil intend. Call forth the power from the great central sun, the power of sacred fire love, that prevents destructive forces misusing the powers and blessings of nature. These things must be protected by our sacred fire love and the power in the great central sun of that love is past the comprehension of the intellect of man. But it's yours to use since we offered you our use of our ascended master consciousness. When we offer you our use of our power of love to protect everything that is constructive in the powers of nature and forces of the elements, then, beloved ones, it becomes your responsibility to use those powers and call them forth regardless of whether you think they need it or not. There is so much destruction going on all the time of the powers of nature and forces of the elements in mankind's daily activities, that those of you who know this law can call forth blessings and protection and control and power without limit from the great central sun, if you will realize that that is sacred fire love. That power that protects the powers of nature is our love. It isn't a fight. It isn't a thing to destroy. It isn't a thing that is used to battle. The power of protection in the great central sun that is drawn forth to hold control of the powers of nature and forces of the elements is the sacred fire love of the great cosmic beings who govern the whole system. Now, the lords of the flame from Venus use this sacred fire power all the time to produce perfection on Venus. And since we offered you our use of our ascended master consciousness, then when we make you aware of what our love can do and what our love is doing all the time everywhere else in the system, we can pour enough love into you to be the protection to the powers and nature and forces of the elements, if you care to bless them as a matter of habit in your daily activities. Just bless and bless and bless all the powers and nature and forces of the elements with the sacred fire love of the lords of the flame from Venus, and let us show you what our love can do to protect them for you. Thank you. You haven't a fragment of an idea yet of what sacred fire love can do for you. These are words that convey to your consciousness a certain amount of understanding. But only when you begin to use that power in everything in manifestation, to control manifestation and to correct what's wrong and to create what's right and take its place, only when you begin to use it do you become aware in the outer self of just how wonderful it is. Because it contains all of everything you could ever want or ever use, whether it be in the creation of a world or a system of worlds or a sun or a system of suns or anywhere in anything in interstellar space. It contains all of everything you can ever comprehend that is a perfection of the blessing of everything in infinite space. This love must become alive in mankind in order to purify the people and raise them into the ascension. This must come not only within the consciousness of the intellect, this must come as an understanding in the feeling. This must come within the heart flame of every unascended being in order to expand the individual's own heart flame so it can release its mastery over the physical flesh form and purify it enough so it can attain the ascension. The same thing takes place in the powers of nature for the ascension of the world itself. So when we have offered you the power of our love, it is no figment of anybody's imagination. This is power such as mankind has never yet comprehended. What you know of as electronic force or power in the outer world is child's play compared to what we mean and what we know as the sacred fire power in the great central sun that sustains the whole system of worlds. We want you to use the power of our love I hope from this hour you will never forget that phrase. Thank you so much. Now, when you want to control the powers of nature and forces of the elements, call forth to your beloved I Am Presence and to us to release whatever secret fire power we know controls the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and more than that, controls a sinister force and prevents it doing what it wants to do. This is the way you control the sinister force. This is the way you control mankind's human creation that down through the ages has destroyed one civilization after another because people did not shut off destructive forces in time to prevent them desecrating what God has given here. But I am determined with your cooperation to teach you the power of our sacred fire love on Venus. Thank you so much. So now when you think of power, don't be afraid of it. You needn't be afraid of the power of our love. What you might call power in the physical world, electronic force, in outer world, mechanical construction, which when you don't understand the law or you don't obey it, takes you out of the body if you misuse it. But when you call forth the power of the Ascended Master's sacred fire love that controls the powers of nature and forces of the elements, then, when you send love into destructive conditions of nature, you will find that love will quiet the destruction. And what otherwise would break loose to destroy or desecrate, all of a sudden just dissolves. Because that is the way our love handles the energy in the powers of nature and forces of the elements. If you care to experiment with this, whenever sometimes you have storms or floods, and you just begin to pour into whatever is occurring, the Ascended Master's sacred fire love from Venus, and ask your mighty I Am Presence and us to pour whatever love stops the destructive action right then. Get in the habit of experimenting with this till you see its action. And when you begin to see it act instantly, then you'll be able to use it more and more as a matter of habit. Then you won't need it just to prevent destructive forces acting. You will begin to realize what a power it is to protect what is constructive and to create something new that is constructive, because it is so marvelous in what it contains within itself, and it can give you so much in such a short time that it takes the struggle out of your daily experience. It'll take the struggle out of anything if people would only use it. We have in every way possible explained this down through the years of this I Am instruction. And if those of you who have understood this will simply set to work every day and just use it in the little things that you do, get so in the habit of recognizing that the sacred fire love of your mighty I Am Presence and from Venus and from all the seven mighty Elohim is just waiting and waiting and waiting to be released into outer conditions to pour its blessings into your use to give you the supply you want, because the limitless supply is within it. This is the limitless supply of everything, because when you get deep enough into this, when you use it enough in everything in the physical world, you will keep the purification in and around you that will enable the powers of precipitation to be released by your mighty I Am presence into your outer use. And before you know it, sometimes it will act and you will almost gasp with the surprise of how quickly it will bring into your outer use the master powers of your own blessed mighty I Am presence. Because every master power in the universe is held within the sacred fire of love. And unless you use it out here and release it and establish it out here, you don't let your mighty I Am presence prepare the way so you can have his master powers of precipitation or etherealization or levitation, whatever you want, that are the master powers of your own life stream. So tonight, I trust I have come closer to you than I have ever been before. And if I have my way, I'll come closer still. Thank you so much. Now, there are limitless legions of the angels of sacred fire love. And were one of those beings to just pass you by when sometimes there is turmoil, he would be just like a flash of light, and the turmoil would be gone before you could scarcely realize it. These beings direct this love without any limit whatsoever. Just like you can direct any amount of electricity that is wired into a building or a house. You can turn it all on in a moment. These beings are completely the sacred fire love of limitless power. That is why they are the protecting wall of blue flame around any manifestation in interstellar space or anything that we choose to manifest in the physical world. Before that is manifested, they always hold the wall, a blue flame of their love, until the manifestation is complete, and they are the guarding presence of it as long as we want it to be sustained. This is around every ascended master retreat on the earth. These beings are the guarding presence above every ascended master retreat. And this is the thing we want you to know and remember and become acquainted with, so that the angelic hosts can draw more of the sacred fire, not only for you and your protection, but draw more of it into the outer conditions of the various nations of the world to protect what is constructive and prevent the desecration and total destruction of the modern civilization. And it must come by someone's conscious command. So from tonight, if you want to know what the power of the sacred fire love from Venus is, ask your mighty I Am presence and us to teach you what it is. And we'll teach you by your very use of it. And once you begin to use it, it will teach you of itself. We are just begging people to use this instead of the outer world's methods of solving the problems that come up again and again and again. You may solve a dozen and 100 take their place. And unless your world is filled with this sacred fire love, so it keeps everything in balanced action, keep things in perfect balance and under control. Unless you do it the constructive way, then you have chaos and destruction from the hordes of evil. There's no middle ground. You either stay in the light and have its perfection, or you go into the darkness and have its destruction. So there's no limit to the amount of sacred fire love you can have right now in the physical world by your own conscious call. Why mankind won't use this after all we have explained is simply because the outer world conditions are so chaotic and the outer world destruction keeps people's attention on it so long it won't let the attention of the intellect even come and seek us to receive the blessing and the gifts we offer. The whole thing is the control of the attention. And since the cosmic law is the authority over the manifestations in this world, the hour must come wherein the destructive forces are compelled to be bound by their own destruction, returned upon them and held there until our sacred fire purity consumes them from the universe. Therefore, if you want to be free from limitations and destruction, mistakes or problems, ask your beloved I Am Presence and the Lords of the Flame from Venus or the Seven Mighty Elohim or all the Archangels and the Angelic Hosts or the Seven Mighty Cherubims. Ask us to free you by our sacred fire love that will never again allow destructive forces to touch you. And if you will command, we will free you. Thank you so much. Now you can use this to help others in a tremendously powerful way. Whenever you know your loved ones are people who are constructive and trying to do what's right the best they can, and then when sometimes they're interfered with, it doesn't take but a moment for you to call to your beloved I Am Presence and the Lords of the Flame from Venus to flash into that condition. Whatever sacred fire love annihilates and prevents the wrong. Then go on your way like the wind. You can be such a blessing to life that every bit of life that you contact will bless you in return, because you can't send that out and not bless yourself first. You can't possibly lose. And there is no struggle to it. And when you learn to use it, there's no delay. It contains all of everything you could ever desire manifested in this world, so long as it be constructive. And the great angelic host, the angels of the sacred fire of love that guard everything that is constructive, you can have their presence with you. You can have their love, their blessing, their control of physical conditions without any limit whatsoever, because they know only the love and the service which love alone can give. So from tonight, beloved ones, when you think of Venus, think of the power of the sacred fire love that has made Venus the luminous presence in the heavens. And it will make the presence of anything where you call forth that sacred fire love. As time goes on, it becomes self-luminous, invincible, imperishable, forever expanding its love and blessing and illumination to the rest of the universe. And all we ask you to do is to accept it, use it, that you may become it. And in that becoming, you illumine the rest of the universe and enable others to become illumined also. So the limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire are without any limit whatsoever and cannot produce anything but the victory of all that is constructive. So when you become acquainted with all that the love from Venus wants to do for this world, you will not forget us. You will not forget to use this in every condition, the outer world, and every opportunity that comes to your attention. And you will not any longer keep yourselves in the limitations and the problems and the outer world conditions from which you can so easily be free when you just flood everything with the power of the sacred fire love from Venus that sweeps into everything its conscious control of all forever. If enough people would do this to this nation, you couldn't have the destructive forces that are here. Every one of you can call this in to flood this nation sometime every day with whatever sacred fire power and sacred fire love from Venus we know consumes the hearts of evil in this nation. You can do it. We will help you. The legions of the angelic host are ready to manifest this sacred fire love here, and they don't know anything but that love. So let us see what we can do as soon as possible to purify the nation, the government, the people, and then whatever surrounds the nation or affects it. And then go on and flood it throughout the world until the destructive forces are dissolved and consumed, and the ascended masters, almighty visible tangible presence, come into outer world conditions and reorder everything in this world, and let the divine plan be revealed by which all become aware of the ascension and turn to the constructive way of life and stop the torture that has been imposed upon the people of this world. Our sacred fire love is the peace controlling presence. And wherever it comes, it compels peace and the dissolving and consuming of everything that is not peace. So when people want peace, they must have our love to consume the discord that has prevented peace ruling the world. And now let us all draw it into our physical conditions to protect everything that is constructive in the powers of nature and forces of the elements wherever you go, as well as your own personal world or activities in the outer world. You can use it and use it and use it around everybody and everything with the conscious command that evil must cease to be, and the power of sacred fire love takes its place and holds peace for eternity. I enfold you in the power and the love that makes you understand and know the freedom that is yours to command. And as we enfold you in this, we want you to feel its almighty power to assist others as we assist you. And there is no limit to the power you can have, and there is no such thing as victory without it. So let us go forward and expand it without limit and protect everything that is constructive and compel the hordes of evil to cease to be. And once again, let the great heart flame of the love from Venus illumine your pathway, clothe you in its power, and take you forward to the victory of your ascension. And as you go, you raise the rest of mankind with you. Thank you with all my heart. To you, blessed son of Kumara, thank you for your love tonight. Blaze it into and around us. And beloved Saint Germain, blaze your violet flame love into and around us with such power no human thing can approach or even look in the direction of those under this radiation. Send it forth throughout our nation and the world, and forever put an end to the distress mankind has created, and we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire love from Venus and from all the ascended hosts, that at least those under this radiation are clothed in the sun presence of its power and victory and control without limit, and at least where we abide forever prevent the hordes of evil approaching. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us and clothe us with whatever sacred fire power of your love keeps us obedient and keeps everything human away from us forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, blessed Son of Kamara, and every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now blaze whatever love is necessary to those under this radiation to purify and save our nation, and through our nation compel peace to the earth for eternity. Under the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Son of Kamara and all the ascended hosts, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the sacred fire love from Venus that is necessary to purify this world, and bless the powers of nature wherever we abide, hold its victory for all eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved I Am Presence, all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with all a mighty Son of Kamara's love from Venus. Blaze his power and his victory into and around and to us all, wherever we abide the rest of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all the original divine way. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the sacred fire love from Venus enough to purify and protect that which is constructive in the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and to sweep throughout our nation the purification of eternity. And with the day of 1,000 suns, may enough of that sacred love come quickly into the physical world and save our nation and compel peace to the earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may all the sacred fire love from Venus, all the mighty Son of Kamara can direct to the earth, blaze forth in and around to those under this radiation, and hold command for eternity. And we thank thee.